I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Look, based on the depressing stat we threw at you women last week, like 65% of you guys don't even expect the big O at all, like by your men. I don't even know that you want to listen to our bonus content this week.
Yeah, it's like one of those claw machines at Dave & Buster's. There's a lot of options, but can you even get one? Can you even get one? So you're probably going to feel that way listening to Kristen tell us about the 11 types of big O's women can have.
11!
And the 7 that men can get, which I'm sure they've collected all 7. Women are kind of like, where's one? And y'all didn't mess up my birthday, but Cassie messed up two of Bert's birthday presents. So Cassie, you got to step up your game next year. You can check out our bonus content at thebertshow.com/bonusbs for all that content and more.
So we got to get Rebecca back on here, our listener Rebecca, because it was infuriating on Friday. There had to be some kind of malice involved in this, because any person knows you don't like try to upstage the bride on her wedding day, duh. Unless you're trying to do something that is calculated and straight up mean. And in this case, it was the future mother-in-law, I believe, wanting to wear her wedding dress.
Yes, apparently she has lost some weight and she's feeling good about herself. And she tried on her wedding dress and it fits. So she wants to wear her wedding dress to her son's wedding. So when the bride was reaching out, asking her mom and asking her mother-in-law, hey, what are you wearing? Her mom sent her a very appropriate mother of the bride dress that she's going to wear. And then the mother-in-law says, oh, yeah, I'm going to wear my wedding dress from my wedding and surprise my son. So if you take into effect the logistics of a wedding, that means her mother-in-law will be the first one in a wedding dress walking down the aisle, because the mothers enter first and sit down before the bride does. The whole thing is like so sketch and so weird. And we all agreed that she needs to establish boundaries now, because this might be a telling sign for the future. Mm-hmm. And she just needs to be forthcoming, honest and kind with like, hey, I'd really prefer if I was the only one wearing a wedding dress. And then I said, girl, and if she like even tries to like fight back, you tell your mama and you get the mother of the bride in on this. Ooh. And let her lay the law down.
Does that happen?
Yeah.
Does that happen when you get one mom to sick on the other mom before a wedding, before a marriage?
I want
to
believe it, yeah. Huh. It's got to be something like really like intense.
Bubba!
She gonna wear a wedding dress on my wedding day, Bubba.
Hey, Rebecca, good morning.
Hey.
All right, tell me you put a stop to this nonsense with some common sense.
Well, I tried. It got complicated. So I spoke to my future mother-in-law, and I asked her to please not wear her wedding dress on my wedding day. I tried to suggest, hey, what if you wear it at, like, an anniversary party?
Yeah.
And... right, it's a good compromise. She was disappointed. She was looking forward to wearing it at my wedding, and she says I'm overthinking it.
Wow.
No, you're overthinking it.
This is complete and total BS, and she knows it. I think Kristen was the one that made this observation. Maybe it was you, Abby, on Friday, that she's been through a wedding.
Yeah.
How would she feel if somebody tried this, right? Like, she knows what she's doing.
It's weird to me she wants to surprise her son with the wedding dress, where that anniversary party was a great suggestion, because you can surprise your husband, if he's alive, like, with the dress that you got married in. Like, that seems way more appropriate than wearing your wedding dress on your son's wedding day to surprise him.
Either, I mean, there's clearly something going on here that either you know about or don't know about. You have never sensed any tension with her before?
Not really. We haven't had any big problems. This is the first really weird thing.
I don't think this is tension between mother-in-law to be and bride. I think this is one of those moms who's weirdly emotionally invested in their son. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean in the way that you just care about your kid like a mother does. You know the ones I'm talking about, where they don't get enough love from their husband or happiness in their relationship. This is a real thing. It's called emotional incest. So instead, their sons take that place. So when their sons go to get married, it's a huge loss in their life. And they're the kind of mothers-in-law who look at their daughter-in-laws as, quote-unquote, stealing their son away, rather than be happy that they're adding a daughter to the family.
It's craziness. Was there more to this story before we fall back on Kristen's idea?
Yeah, because I wasn't able to get through to her. She said she'd consider wearing something else, but it didn't sound very committed. I asked my mom to step in.
You did.
And talk to her. Okay. And the problem is my mom and I both know she's a bit of a pushover. My mom talked to her. They had kind of reached a compromise.
You can't reach a compromise for somebody else's wedding. Only you can reach a compromise for your own wedding.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, the suggestion was maybe she could wear her old wedding dress for part of the reception, like the part where she and her husband go in for a dance to their wedding song.
No.
And what?
I don't know. I don't really like that either.
It's awful. There's a reason why you don't like it. It's terrible.
It's your wedding, not theirs.
She is going to be laughed at, and she is going to be ridiculed. Nobody will say it publicly, but, I mean, she is going to be a laughingstock at this thing.
Exactly, and that's why it's a win. So think about it, and you're just going to have, if you fall on the sword this one day, everybody is going to see how crazy and psycho your mother-in-law is. So that means moving forward, any argument where you have with her, everybody's going to be inclined to take your side. So they'll be like, you know what? Remember when she wore her wedding dress on your wedding? You know what, girl? You're probably in the right.
Yeah, this is a brand changer.
This is a brand changer for sure. So you know what? I feel so bad that this is happening to you, but I think in the long run, it could end up making you look better in any altercation that comes up.
The Burt Show.